Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 19th of June. Yesterday, US President Vance denied being set up as the fall guy to take the blame for the proposed deal between Iran and the United States, but has decided not to fly to Switzerland for talks just yet. In theory, the 60 days of ceasefire are already underway, but the recent precedent, not to mention the 2 years it took to negotiate the Iranian deal struck by US President Obama, suggests that there may have to be some extension of that 60-day deadline. Markets are primarily concerned about the speed with which the Strait of Hormuz reopens, and are much less concerned about who takes the blame for the position the US finds itself in. Although there may be some very faint longer-term market relevance around any impact on the 2028 US presidential race. Kuwait has talked about ramping up oil production close to pre-war levels very quickly, and ships are slowly getting through Hormuz, which should keep the markets happy in their bias to look on the bright side of life. The UK consumer also seems inclined to look on the bright side of life, or at least act that way. May retail sales were strong, indeed very strong, and as these adjust for the inflation effect, unlike the US equivalent data, this is a genuine desire to go out and buy more stuff, not a price effect arising from the war. Indeed, retail sales in the UK have tended to outperform expectations quite noticeably over the course of this year. Warm weather was being cited as a reason for some of the more recent strength. Will UK politics change the UK consumer's outlook? It seems relatively unlikely that UK politics will change anything of substance. It might change the Prime Minister, but nothing of substance. The Mayor of Manchester, Burnham, won a by-election that will allow a challenge to Prime Minister Starmer to take place. Burnham would probably, though not inevitably, win that challenge. The sizeable victory of the by-election and the defeat of the far-right Reform Party is indicative of the extent to which tactical voting is likely to be a feature of future UK elections. That makes future election outcomes a lot harder to predict. However, significant policy shifts, at least in the areas that financial markets care about, seem relatively unlikely in the near term. There's been a certain amount of inflation data out around the world. Japan's May national consumer price inflation was benign and in line with expectations. With the Bank of Japan having raised rates already, this number was perhaps a little bit less of a focus, though there is still uncertainty about the timing of the next rate increase. German May producer price inflation was lower than expected. It's almost as if the ECB's rush to commit policy error completely ignored the relatively benign inflation response that has been happening in the wake of the recent oil price shock. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.